keeps going up.
Hey guys, there's some stairs there. We should totally go up them.
Okay, but you gotta get the rest of the door open.
The door! The wall was covered up. The entranceway was covered up. You just heard it sounded different.
He has to get a big enough hole that everyone... You know what? Fuck it. I'll just go over there and I'll just slice a big hole in the wall with my sword. Just take a bunch of slices at it till it falls down. It does 16 damage with every swing. Do you want me to roll, or...? Because I'm just going to basically go up there and, just make
start
French
chopping,
fries out of the wall. Yeah.
Start chopping holes in the wall. Okay. All right, well, you go up there and cleave a double slash in the wall, and pieces start falling down. And you notice that there used to be a door here, and somebody just got lazy and covered it up. Foamy material that look almost like a wall. I
can't. Neat. Yeah. All right, folks. I think we have a pass.
All right.
Cool. Let's go.
Next time.
Okay, you get up the spiral staircase, and it's old and doesn't look like it's been used in a very long time. Can't imagine, you can't figure out why. But, and again, at the top, it's... You see where the doorway was, but it's not there.
Well, can I just use my lightsaber just to carve a hole through that?
Yeah, sure! Just... Yeah, it takes you about... it takes you a few minutes. It takes you a few minutes to get the hole burned out. Plenty of time for whoever's on the other side to just like the fuck. Right. But after a few minutes, you carve a hole and the piece falls out.
What do we see?
You see a large throne room.
Do I see a throne?
Yes. At the far end, there's a big throne, and there's a man sitting on it. He's dressed in all black.
Has he noticed us?
Yeah, he's looking right at you.
I'll give him a wave.
He kind of nods and waves back.
Is there anything else in this room that I can see?
No. So when
can you? So what? What's the description of the room?
It's a large, I'm going to say 30 by 30 room. It's got what looks like computer banks running all along one wall. And it steps up, and there's two burning braziers on each side. And in the center is a large chair made of bone. And there's a guy in leather sitting on it.
Neat.
Yeah.
Well... I think the guy in the bone chair is probably the baddie. We should probably go, you know.
You know, I really hate how we have to kill all of them, you know.
I don't. I walk into the room.
I will also walk into the room.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. He's sitting there looking at you.
At a nice casual pace, I'm going to just start walking towards the man in the chair.
I think that's far enough.
How far away are we?
About 20, 25 feet.
Right. Do you know why we're here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have a clue.
You're that guy with the thing that we have to do that thing to?
No.
Well, look, if you're not going to try and
drop
us out of it...
We can drop the pleasantries.
Yeah, I'm going to draw my weapon.
You know, my father sent you here for me, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't suppose there's any way to appease both of you.
Oh, yes, there is. There's a way to appease us. I can press this button here beside me, deactivating the ship's powers, and we'll fall into the nothing.
What?
Yeah, there's that.
See, that sounds bad. Let's not do that.
Yeah, I don't actually care, but I do want to kill you first. So, you know, you're inconveniencing me a bit.
Very well. If that's all you wish to do is fight.
Wait. Is there any other way besides the one you just suggested?
Other way for what?
To avoid bloodshed.
No.
Time's up, let's do this thing. I cast Summon Greater Demon.
We need a niche.
Yeah. Decent a niche for once. Not amazing, but decent. Oh. All right.
His turn. He is going to use a legendary action, Foresight. And then he's going to look at Harv. So
you cut out.
He's going to move to you and attack.
So, okay.
How much of that did you catch?
I was in the front of the group, so do I get a reaction on him?
I heard using legendary reaction called Foresight, blank, so he moves to attack Harv. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He used a legendary action called Foresight. Basically, it let him look at the where everybody goes.
You cut out again. Look at what?
It basically lets the... the NPC, the monster, know a little.
You keep cutting out right before you actually give us the actual information.
Okay, it... That was a pause.
I can get us a team speak if we have to have one.
No, it allows him to see the attack orders and a little bit of what y'all can do. You know, what the DM knows... lets him know what I know.
Yeah, and you totally heard me say I'm casting Summon Greater Demon, so he knows I'm going to do that.
Yeah, he knows you're going to do that.
I would like to
because
use,
you messed up and said told me what you were planning on doing, so that's why he's coming after you.
I think that's fair. This guy's supposed to be smart, but I would like to use my reaction on him if he's not too fast for it with that ability.
Let me see if he has an ability to counter that.
Basically, he'd have to be immune to attacks of opportunity.
Yeah, but I mean, he would know that I was going to try that. So it's reasonable for him to just take extra movement maybe and go wide around him or something. I don't know.
That's what he does. He moves wide around where you would normally get an attack because he knows that that's what you would do. And he moves in, and he's going to attack
Harv.
Yeah.
He's going to attack Manos. No. Okay. Sure.
Okay, he is going. You're going to hate this. He's going to attack you with two punches. Okay?
Okay.
Two punches. That's it.
Sure. Does that mean he punched my lightsaber and loses a hand?
No.
I think it means he missed.
He missed. But because he missed, he wasn't able to take a second attack. He has two attacks per round. He wasn't able to use it.
Man, that's like the third time an unarmed
That is unfortunate
boss.
For him.
Yeah.
So it is actually his... his... So for a bonus action... He's going to spend a key point and use Fury of Blows.
All right.
Bring it on.
How many is that?
Normally you don't get to bonus action attack if you don't hit. You can do whatever you want, but normally you don't. With like a regular monk.
I thought he just had to attack, not necessarily
hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it? I can double check.
That's
right.
What y'all have done.
Either way, I'm good with it, so roll the attacks, because I'm yeah. totally not going to, you know, complain
about
it.
How many of it is it?
Two, I believe.
Yeah, immediately after you take the attack action on your turn, you can spend one key point to make two unarmed strikes as a bonus action.
I'm just rusty. But yeah, too much time to not enough time playing.
That's good to know.
Well, he's going to get to this.
Dude, I'm gonna laugh at the second one there.
No, they hadn't hit him.
He actually managed to hit me.
God.
Because if he had missed me, I was gonna totally say, stop trying to hit me and hit me.
Oh my god. Okay, well, he hits you, and that does. Let me see, what does it do?
Martial arts, die, plus dex, plus whatever bullshit he has for being a boss.
Yeah. Harv instantly explodes. He turns inside out first. Then he explodes.
That reminds me. I'm getting some ideas together for maybe a one or two shot.
Very cool.
Yeah. I have some very unique ideas for the boss.
Being turned inside out and exploding is what reminds you.
Yeah. Dude, okay. The boss that I'm picking... It's an optional boss. You don't have to fight the boss, but... I want to get with someone, though, just to refine it. I don't want it to be OP.
I'm sure someone can talk it over with you, but you should be careful who you pick, because you should only pick one person. If you don't want it to be spoilers.
Damn.
Okay, he hit you.
Yes, he did.
Not bad.
Yeah, that hurt.
That was just one point. Bam! And he's done.
Yeah. Okay. My turn, right?
Think so.
Yep.
Okay, so... bonus action, Hexblade's Curse on him. And then I'm going to summon a Balgura right behind him. And and now... Technically, it's supposed to have its own initiative, or you can just go on my turn. It's up to you.
Hmm.
Usually when I do it, I just let it go on the player's initiative, so it's less to keep track of.
Yeah,
but it does. It is sometimes an advantage for them, so it is worth noting that.
It is a minor advantage to let it go like right after my turn, like a minion.
That's fine. It'll be fine. Exactly. Okay. Doesn't matter.
All right, great. Then on my turn, I order it to crush this guy. So.
Okay.
So I guess that would mean that fuck it. If you're just gonna let me call out what it should do, I would say it should just recklessly make its three attacks against this guy.
Well, I mean, you can say if that's what it's gonna do, but you know that's not what's gonna happen.
Sure. I mean, but my order is to, you know, kill this guy. So.
Well, the demon pops out, and the guy glances up at it. And he's just gonna extend his hand towards the monster, and it's gonna vanish.
Huh.
Fucking gods.
He's got a little extra bells and whistles than I said.
Alrighty then. Well, I'm done.
All right. So I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to attack this guy with this pointy thing I happen to have.
Okay.
A couple of times. Yeah. I'm going to attack him with my sword once, and then I am going to
reaction this turn. So he gets one on his and one on yours. So he then used his.
Yeah. So.
Get rid of that demon, though. I had to
this
spend
is the
my
long sword attack.
I had to spend it to get rid of that damn demon.
That's the long sword attack.
All right. Wait, let me see if that is. That does hit. Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. So pretty much everything here, I think, until I connect with one or until I realize it's futile, is probably going to end up being a stunning strike. This will also be a deft strike. So,
what's deft strike?
It's just an extra martial arts die worth of damage.
Okay.
I thought that's what you did with your punch because that's what it looked like.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh, you don't
I
have.
Don't
you're probably that. Not a kensai. You're probably not a kensai monk, so no. It doesn't work out that way. But it's pretty much the same thing. Okay. So. Yeah. So let me roll. I'm making a second attack with that same attack action to punch, and then I'm making a flurry of blows to punch two more times.
So. How many attacks did you have?
Did I do three or did I? Oh, did I do it again? Hold on. Extra attack. Yeah, the 16 was the last one. Sorry, the 26 doesn't hit because it's. I just did it too many times. So it should be. I think the 20 might miss
hits.
The 24 hits. Okay.
The 22 and the 24 hits.
Okay, great. Okay, so let me do the. Well, let me mark off my flurry blows and death strike real quick. Okay, and then let's get some damage going. So 1d10 plus 1d8 from death strike, plus 6 from my strength from the sword, and then another 1d8 from a punch. Where is my... Oh, sorry. No, it's plus 1d6. Plus 6, plus... I can math. Don't you doubt it. I can math. I'm forgetting something.
I mean, you said you're going to make every strike a stunning strike, right?
Yeah, the two hits are both going to be stunning strikes, so he needs to make a pair of... That's 29 damage. And, yeah, he needs to make two con saves. Is it con? Yes. Right? Con saves. It's been too long. Yeah, he passes. Although the three was really close, he has to roll a two to fail that, which means his fucking his saves are like double what any of ours are.
Yeah.
Okay. Saves. I won't waste any more key on this.
Well, I mean, on that, on he's good. He's got good wisdom and charisma saves. Those are his.
But that was con.
Wasn't just a witness to the murder.
Oh, wait, he does have
it matters.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. Whatever. Just, yeah. If his con isn't 15, he failed. So I would double check.
No, he passed. His con is, okay. Yeah, that's well, his con bonus.
That's all I can do.
Yeah.
Should be Spectre's turn.
I believe so. Yeah.
I'm gonna grapple. That's going to be athletics. Of course.
Okay. What is... No, that means...
Say again?
What was that? Was that an attack or just like an athletics?
Grapple. It's
like
an opposed strength or acrobatics check. Athletics, right?
So he has to roll acrobatics, but I don't think he could actually fail that if his acrobatics is any good.
Athletics.
Oh, he's athletics. Or acrobatics, because he's resisting it, right?
Yeah.
So, mister, you got to roll, but I don't know if you can actually fail that roll.
Sorry, I was talking. I got to push the button. Okay, so I got to roll a strength check.
Acrobatics or athletics, whichever. I don't know if you can actually fail that again, because I don't know what your mod is.
I have a plus 14 to athletics. I don't think I can fail that. I mean, I roll it to see if I roll a one. That'd be the only thing.
I mean, a one is only an auto fail on attacks, like by the book, so. This isn't an attack roll.
Oh, no. Anytime a 20 is rolled, you know, I like to put the one up there.
I'm just saying you, like, aren't required to do it or anything by, like, the regular rules. It's just being nice. Person typing.
All right. Then, in that case, I guess I'm just going to punch him. Let me find where those numbers are.
Okay. I sneezed it. Are you attacking again, Spectre, or are you done?
He said he was punching him.
I said to look up the numbers because he's a odd number. Oh.
That's what I thought you said. But, you know, I was like, he's not rolling anything. Maybe he's waiting. That one does hit.
Nice.
Alright, let me find the damage roll. 1 second. And that's also going to be a stunning strike.
What's that mean? Yeah. I got to roll. That means
you got to roll. You got to beat a 15.
What roll is it?
It's con save.
Okay, so unless I roll a 1.
He rolled a 1.
Also, holy shit, that's your con modifier?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't see it? I did 2 of those stunning strikes, man.
I didn't recognize it as a con modifier.
But according to the rules, HR said it only counts on attack rolls.
Yep. But you did roll it, so...
I did roll a 1.
You didn't have to roll it. You chose to roll it.
That's true. You know what? What does Stunning Strike do?
He's stunned until the end of Spectre's next turn. He can speak falteringly, and that's about it. That's why I tried to use it twice, and that's why I double-checked with your con mod, because you passed it by 1 against me. It's like a whole free round for the team.
Could I use a legendary action on my turn?
Normally, a boss has like he has like 3 legendary resistances for the whole combat, and those are separate from legendary actions, and you can use those anytime to pass something, but they're separate from legendary actions. So you have 3 legendary actions. They are not used on your turn, and you can... Like, you use them during other people's turns. At the end of other people's turns, you have 3 of those that reset every time your turn comes back. You also have legendary resistances. Those don't come back. You have 3 for the whole fight. That's normal boss mechanics. That's also why usually bosses don't have crazy high resistances. It's usually... That way you can whittle them down, because they use their legendary resists on important stuff, and then eventually they run dry.
Okay. Well, he's going to use one of the legendary things. For the rest of the turn, he's going to be stunned until the end, and when he can use it, and he's going to use a resistance to that to make cure his status of that. But for the rest of the turn, he's stunned.
Well, okay. In that case, I'm gonna burn another key point to flurry of blows.
Okay.
Did you say he's stunned until the end of Spectre's turn?
No, I mean, end of the round.
I'm rolling twice on each of these because of the stun that gives me advantage, if I remember correctly.
Good job. That's a hit. Roll the second one.
That's the first attack. One second, I gotta check what damage was. 8+6. And the second attack.
Second one's a hit.
Does his gloves don't do anything special right now?
A block I have says only on crit.
Okay.
Only if he rolled a 20. He didn't roll a 20, he rolled a 19.
And that's going to be it for my turn.
Okay.
I think you pasted the wrong thing.
I did paste the wrong thing, yes.
What? Who are you getting on to? Must be some other business.
I'm hacksawing the dice spot.
That's fine. Get us some 20s.
Alright, he is no longer stunned, right?
I was stunned till the end of the round. So, till his turn comes back up, I guess. That's what he said. He clarified and said till the end of the round.
I thought Stunning Strike was until Spectre's next turn. Whatever.
I think the idea was that he's going to resist it on his turn. I'm not really sure.
Okay. I was just curious. Still, it's Vesper's turn.
Yeah, okay. I'll go ahead and get a Spiritual Weapon up, second level.
Okay.
And attempt to attack. I assume an 18 does not hit. Does it?
What now?
Does an 18 hit?
No.
And then I'll use Firebolt.
For the record, I missed with a 20 and hit with a 22, so that should give you an idea of where he's at.
Okay, so 24 should hit.
Yeah, 24 does hit.
You'll take 19 fire damage.
Okay.
That'll be it for me.
Alright, Batty's turn.
Alright, he's going to use a legendary thing to cure himself.
LAPD knows that you killed Bree this year thanks to your
and then he's going to, what is he going to do? Well, since he's still standing by Harv, he's just going to hit Harv again. Yeah, that's what he'll do. Since he's still standing by Harv, he's going to hit Harv again.
Alrighty.
Reasonable. I'm really glad this guy has had mostly really shit rolls.
Nope.
He's gonna try another. Spend another key point. And try another.
She's not in trouble. She'll just try to protect you, right?
She saved my life.
Fury of Blow. Yep. Well, shit.
Did the last one hit you?
Yeah, the last one hit me. So did the 18.
We're going to miss you.
Yeah, I mean, I basically didn't get to do shit. All right.
That's it.
Okay.
Oh, AGR, the first time I used 2d8, I didn't know the strength of... I didn't know about Deathstrike. I used a paladin ability to let him spend a spell slot, add extra damage.
Oh, that's neat, too. Yeah, like Smite.
Yeah. What it was a smite. So that's all he hit with him this time. Did that kill you? Under? Are you still?
I'm still conscious.
Okay, then he's done. That's all his turn.
Okay. Welp. I'm going to use a bonus action to cast Branding Smite. So the next time I hit somebody, it's going to do a fuck ton extra damage. Like an extra 4d6. And then I'm going to hit him twice.
You're ready.
Try twice.
Yeah.
The nice thing about that is it doesn't trigger till he actually hits, so he gets to save that.
Yep.
If it doesn't strike this turn.
Oh, come on!
Fox.
Ooh. Well! No, I'm not fixing to do that. I'm not going to have you blast the only other person standing close to you.
I mean, you can, although I will note the boss did nat one an attack as well.
I know. That's why I said I'm not going to do it. Because you are using a lightsaber, aren't you?
Yep.
So, on a natural 20, you cut off one of the enemy's limbs. So how
nat
about...
20 you said was an insta-kill.
Yeah. So how about on a nat 1, you chop off a piece of your body? I'll let you choose what... You can be a finger, a thumb, a hand, any
of that.
I cut
off some hair.
No. It actually has to be a flesh piece of your body.
You don't need your nose.
Cut your nose off despite your face.
I mean, you're not using it.
Don't do that.
Eh, he'll just cut off his little toe on his right foot.
I figured you'd go with a pinky, man. Your toes are your center of back.
Pinkies are actually... Pinky fingers are actually used a lot in sword grip, so I ain't fucking touching my hands.
Okay. Yeah, alright, well, you...
That a lot more dangerous suddenly. Like, out of the blue.
What?
That sword just got a lot more dangerous for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, out of nowhere.
How is it out of nowhere? You knew it cut through things. I've been cutting through doors with them all the time.
It's fine. Let's move on.
It makes sense that if he hits himself with it, it's going to lob something off.
Yeah, it's fine. Let's just move on.
Anyway. So as you swing, your thing goes down and you feel a sharp bit of pain and then nothing. Because, you know, the nerves are dead now. You can't feel it. And, yeah. And that was it.
Kind of messed up your shoes.
Yeah, you missed and you hit yourself in the foot. But, you know, it ain't hurting. So, you don't know. You know, you didn't think it was that bad. You know, you lost your toe, but the sword cauterized the wound behind it and killed all the nerve endings. So you don't feel it. So, you know, nothing. No, actually, let me take that back. That part of your foot is cold. That's cold.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you're feeling.
All right. That shoe is already messed up.
So there's nothing else you can do on your turn?
No, I did everything I could do.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to do my best to ignore that Harv lopped into his shoe and there's a toe laying on the floor.
You probably saw it. He never even said he looked down, so he probably didn't even notice.
Yeah. Let me just drop.
But you've seen him swipe his foot and a little chunk go rolling off.
I'm just gonna try not to face palm, and then I'm going to attack this guy some more with this pointy thing I have.
All right, let's go for it.
I dig that. So that's gonna be a deft strike. I'm gonna make two more punches. I'm not gonna flurry of blows. So it's gonna be a little lighter. I'm digging those rolls.
I imagine you are. Fuck.
Okay.
Death strikes.
Yeah, one death strike. I can't make more than one in a turn.
And the other two are probably gonna be what? Stunning strikes?
No, I'm not going to waste a bunch of resources on something that has like a 5% chance of winning. Let's just, I don't have that much key. So 1d10 plus 3d6 plus 6, 12, 18. I believe that's right. Yes. Thirty-one damage. That's it.
All right.
Menace?
You guys trying all your weird shit? I'm just trying to hack him away.
Well, grappling ain't gonna work. Stunning ain't gonna work. Punching works, so I'm gonna punch him.
Actually, you might as well get all your punches out of the way, because roll them in a batch, you know? Roll a whole lot.
I think that's it.
The 18 surely misses. The 21, we don't know yet.
No, 21. His armor class is 21, so that would hit.
There you go.
And then I'm going to flurry of blows, and there's going to be two more coming down.
Misses.
And that's it for me.
9 damage. Your mod's higher than mine, but your rolls were bad.
Very bad.
And your damage roll wasn't even that good. All right, Vesper.
Vesper.
I mean, I can theoretically do over 40 damage with one strike, but that's, you know, in theory.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get out off that spiritual weapon.
Keep swinging. The breeze may give him a cold.
And I'll get him a fireball. No, that's going to be it for me.
DM's turn.
All right! It's going to, he's going to, what is he going to do?
I don't know. I feel like I'm the only one doing any damage to him, though.
You really are. You're the only one that's causing any problems. And after that last round, he realizes that you're the one he needs to be hurting. So he's going to turn his attention, since you're right there in combat, and instead of attacking, Unders, he's going to attack Aegir.
Fair enough.
Okay, which one of those hit?
The second one does hit.
Okay. So. And he's not gonna. Yeah, he is gonna spend another key point for Fury of Blows. One more hit you? So two total? Okay.
What? No. Wait. Oh, yeah, you rolled a 26. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I didn't see it.
All right. Amen.
Is that it for him?
Yeah, that's it. He attacks four times, 22 hits you for 90 points.
Solid. All right, Harv.
Yep.
Try to not lose any more digits, please.
Yeah, he's just going to attack with the lightsaber. So that's a hit.
Yes, that is a hit.
Probably not going to kill him, so I'll just roll this. Oh, shit!
Shit, what did I tell you about that?
Insta-kill.
You have to... No, that's not what I said. I
that's
said
what you
had
said.
To roll a... yeah, no, you had to roll two 20s to get an insta-kill.
No, I don't believe you
said that. Nope, you said yeah, insta-kill.
Because I said, other than that, you roll a hit location.
That's me.
It's a boss fight, so making it insta kill, I agree, is way too OP. It's not. It's
well, I mean,
not
you can do it.
I'm the
I'll
one. I'm the
it.
One that has a hit location to chop off a limb. That's my weapon.
Oh, okay. Maybe I did give you a net.
What you told me was on an 18 or 19, roll the lop off a body part. 20 is death.
That's right. Yeah, I did tell you that. Sure did. Yep.
Now, him being a boss, I could see him using a legendary resist to avoid the death effect.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, that I'll have to do that. I mean, that's the only choice I have, unless I want this fight to end now. I mean,
no, I really don't. So I'm just gonna roll the damage like normal, and we'll just assume he's legendary resist just absorbs the death effect.
Still a crit.
It's still a crit.
Oh no, I got.
What is brandishing smite kick, and does that still is that still a thing?
That's on the 22.
No, it's on the first hit, so it's on that 13, because the 22 hit. So it's not on the 20, unfortunately.
That's no, I said that it's on the 22.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant the 22, as in 22.
I know
also.
What you think I meant, and I understand how confusing that was.
Anyway, let me, let's see, so... All right, that's his hit. That's both Damn. Hits.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay. Y'all are gonna like. AGR, your character's the closest, so this is what you see. You see Under swing once and then swing back. When he swings back, you see the blade pass all the way through the guy. You see the sword coming out the other side, all the way through. The guy's body starts to fall, then stops. Then he pulls itself back on top. And that's it.
That looks like
And enough. He opens his eyes and looks at you.
I don't like that. I don't like that one better. You done?
I'm done, yes.
Yeah, you okay. saw that too, Under, by the way. Y'all all
Yeah,
all y'all
yeah I made the comment. That looks like that hurt.
I'm making two sword attacks, and then I'm going to bonus action dodge.
Second one hit.
Yeah. And death strike. Eighteen damage.
All
right. Okay. That would make it Manos' turn.
What does your bonus action do? What are you doing? You just get waiting, jumping out of the way? In case he attacks you again?
Yeah, it's if he attacks me again, I have advantage. Like he has disadvantage to attack me.
I don't have much time for regular schooling.
Well, I don't believe he's gonna be attacking you this time.
I mean, you know.
Because yeah, that lightsaber, that was not he didn't know y'all had stuff like that. That was not good.
Yes, it's clobbering time again.
Looks like a hit to me.
That does look like a hit to me, too. That's damage.
Solid punch.
Alright, keep moving.
Alright.
Spectre. Ooh.
Oh boy.
Whoa, that's the hit.
Alright, man. Now, what does your weapon do on a crit again?
Fuck. It does that thunderburst damage.
Alright.
It does an additional 10 points of damage, yeah. I think I told him. And it takes his punches up to 1d8.
I mean, it was already 1d8. You've told us like four different things for this set of gloves. I'm not going to be... I don't remember, but I hope Spectre wrote it down.
I believe it, I had him... The brass knuckles took him to a d6. And then...
It's already...
Oh, yeah! Oh yeah, it was supposed to be 2D, 2D or something, 2D4, I think, or something you said, or something. The next dice after 1D6 is not 1D8.
So instead of being D8 plus 6, it would be a 2D8 plus 12? As a base?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Wow. Okay, he did not like neither one of them. He doesn't like neither one of y'all now. The one with the sparking sword and the one with the sparking gloves. He don't like neither one of y'all now.
And then I'm going to flurry of blows.
That's
I'm
it.
I'm liking these rolls better, Spectre. Can you work on getting more of these?
I think I'll try.
You're not doing
it. Yeah, these are good rolls.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
All right.
54 damage in one round. And you have one more attack with your flurry? That's great. Probably a miss, but that's life. Damn, it's still a fucking hit. Man's gonna do like 60-something damage in one round. Beautiful.
Yeah,
66 damage total? Fuck.
Goddamn.
He's not doing well.
Kill me in one round.
Fucked him up. Don't have any luck. Mick.
All right.
I believe it is your turn.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and burn 2 sorcery points to make a quicken spell. And I would like to make that a minor illusion centered on a fellow's head. Basically the same thing that we did earlier, just the next attack has advantage, I believe.
What are you doing now?
I'm doing the minor illusion trick that we did earlier.
Of the 5-foot cube over his head and shit?
Yes. So basically the next action I take will have advantage on him. And for my action...
Okay.
For my action, I want to do a 3rd level Scorching Ray.
Okie dokie.
Yep, so that'll be 4 rays of light going right to him.
Okay.
I think that's 3 hits.
Why are you rolling them like that? Yeah, because of the advantage from your illusion?
Yes.
So you just naturally assume that it worked.
Well, you didn't correct me.
I did not correct him.
Oh, I was just...
It was his time to roll, you know, it's sort of...
Yeah, that's the reason why
I didn't know it. I thought he was... Okay, well, fine, I'll take it. I'll take the hits.
All right. It'll be 20 fire damage. And that's it for me.
I mean, even with that really gamey nonsense, not as much damage as a couple of these guys have put down. Hell, I've done better than that on 2 turns, so I'm just going to point that out.
Mr. Yeah, that really
gave him the system.
And he didn't take all of that anyway.
All right, so. Batty's turn.
Well, he's gonna hit, Manos, I mean, Hard first.
He's gonna try.
Yeah, he's gonna try.
I think he succeeded.
Shit on me.
That apparently is the plan.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this guy's crit you twice.
I know.
The fact that you're not like a puddle is like just
Eldritch powers, man. Eldritch powers.
Sure, certainly not because you're such a wise man.
I'm shielded by my low wisdom. I have no idea how much shit I am in.
Ouch.
Goddamn. Alright. I'm still up.
You still up?
I'm still up. I have 1 hit point. I'm still up.
Oh my god, well, he's gonna hit you again then.
He wouldn't have known that I had only 1 hit point. His plan was
standing.
To move
we
on.
Whopped, we whopped the shit out of him. You're still standing.
Alright.
Gah.
Welp.
And does anybody remember the movie Snatch? Do you remember the scene where Boxer Mickey punches that guy in the face and he goes down? I don't know, there's a song that goes with that that's playing in my head right now.
Yeah, I'm down.
And then he's going to spend... Wait, how many does he have? Let me check. He's going to spend another key point to do a flurry of blows at Spectre.
Okay. That's it. And that's it.
I'm really glad he didn't target me. Even with dodge, he was going to hit me at this rate, like a bunch.
Okay.
That's it.
Now I suppose I have to make a death save. Oh ho! I'm back up!
Oh my
fuck
god!
Fuck this horseshit! That's exactly what he's gonna say as he stands up. This, fuck this horseshit.
Oh my god! Really?
Holy crap.
He's just gonna, after he's gonna see, hear you stand up, he's gonna be like,
no, fuck? He's hearing me say to him, fuck this horse shit.
The fuck?
I ain't done with you yet.
Oh my god! Alright!
Now, that is, the death save happens at the end of my turn, so that's all I get to do. It's Grist's turn now.
Okay. Well, while he's distracted by that, I'm going to tap him on the shoulder, and then I'm going to, you know, like, actually try to kill him.
All right.
So, 2 sword attacks, 1 punch. Scratch that. 1 sword attack, 2 punches.
Okay.
One hit. Okay.
Okay.
Boom. And damage. Not much. It'll do. That's it.
Damn. 10 points.
I mean, it ain't much, but I'm running low on key, and I don't wanna fuck around. Manos.
Well, it's worked before. You're soaking it. Works again. I'm gonna punch him.
Alright.
Hey, I just looked up at Sage Advice. If you get a turn after making a death saving throw, and it looks like you can, I can post a link if you'd like.
Too late.
Yeah, I mean, we're already like 2 turns past him.
Yeah, it's too late. Even if that is the rule, it's too late.
I'll post it anyway for future reference.
Okay. And I'm gonna throw another. And flurry of blows, because why the hell not? Oops, that is a typo. That's a fucking nat 20.
Shit!
Beautiful man.
Those crits are just coming hard and fast tonight.
When we're doling out the loot, he gets the bone chair.
Punch him to death. Do it. It is your destiny, Manos.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do. I'm going to be kind of sore because I didn't get the previous one. Which would have made it for the full set of, you know, the finishing blow.
My hope, like, the last chapter of my book is just going to be bring the guy who punches gods to death, and then you can ignore everything else in the book. It'll be fine.
Ew. But 32 damage, though.
Bad rolls. Yeah. Still pretty solid.
That's enough to drop him.
Woo!
Spectre, for those Aetherian punches, he blocks a couple, but Spectre gets that one in there, catches him right in the chest. He flies back, and the glove explodes, and the guy flies back across the room and smacks into the wall.
Can I ask, did the whole man fly across the room, or just the half that was, the top half?
No, it's whole.
Like, how attached was he?
He's done got himself back together, you know. He's done pulled himself back together. So, yeah.
So, wait, is he down or no?
Oh, yeah, he's down. There's no.
Then I'm going to walk over there and put my lightsaber through his head. I'm just going to, like, stick it through his forehead. I'm going to leave it there, like, just on for a while. Okay. Just cooking everything.
And I got the finishing blow on all of them but one. That's that's annoying.
I made it. I kind of gave
the killing
guy
blow on him?
A bonus. I mean, he's resistant to everything. Spells. Piercing, bludgeoning. All of that. But natural 20s with those weapons, he didn't block. He couldn't block any of that. So that's what really done the damage was them two nat 20s of specters and unders. I mean, that was over half of his life points, just those two together.
One more god rejected.
Yeah, so who got the finishing blow on the last one? Was it me? The one you didn't get?
It was either you or Mick, I think.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I'm pretty sure I got one of them, though.
Let me just add those 11, let's see, yeah, it's 11 now, temporary hit points.
How much XP do we get for killing this super god?
He was a level 8. So you can give yourself 20,000 XP. I don't care.
It's end of the campaign. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, 20,000 XP. Sure, why? I made him a level 10 paladin and a level 8 monk.
Yep, pretty good. 20,000 XP puts me at level 9. Pretty happy with that.
Hey, me too.
Fuck, do I get off? Destroyed him.
Level 8. We're just like, fuck you, level 8. Level 9.
Yeah.
Don't do I get
no, I level. Think the real fuck you moment was when my guy just stood back up.
That was insane. Y'all got some great rolls. I got horrible rolls.
You crit me two or three times. You did not get
but
horrible
the damage,
rolls.
But the damage rolls were not great on most of those crits, though.
No. I wouldn't get it.
That's okay, because I only had 58 hit points at the start.
That's true. I mean, I only took 19 damage, so I still had 2/3 of my health. It's pretty solid, though. It's pretty solid. He was scary.
Especially considering that of my two spell slots, he managed to just wipe away one of them by just waving his hand.
That's level 9. I get an unarmored movement improvement, so my
movement
goes from 9 to, from 15 to 15. Fantastic. Oh, all right.
I'm not going to worry about what I'm going to take at level 8. I'm going to save my guy at level 9, though, half complete.
I'm curious, did he have any ranged attacks whatsoever?
No.
Are you guys done yet?
Yeah, we're done.
We're done. My guy knew for the fly spot, I should just cast that.
Who won?
Well, I did, of course. I couldn't kill the party off at the very end.
Why not?
I totally would have done that.
You could have just reversed it.
Well, anyway, after all that happens, y'all are all whisked back away and back to the main place you started, the banquet hall. But now it's
like
connected
that.
On the Dragon Mountains of Forgotten Realms.
I don't like having negative
dice. That's where
y'all
can go play from now on.
Nice.
Neat.
I don't like having negatives, guys.
So you could just not take any negatives. You won't get the feat. It's not that big a deal.
But I want
to. Of course, you won't be able to do really crazy Twinkie shit like create a level 0 wizard that can somehow survive everything and make it to level 3 and a campaign designed to kill him.
I'm going
to
make you guys do level
4
zero
in order to get feats. And level
me.
4 probably will take forever to get to. Right. Well, I don't know, wait, would a paladin fight or whatever, would a paladin take forever to level up, especially if
nobody
I'm out
nobody takes
to
forever to level up, just, like, it's, you get